I think this here is a beautiful song here. Y'all just listen to the words of it.
Bless them, Lord.
I want to thank the Lord for being here and watching over us last night. You know, that means a whole lot when they got all these tornado warnings.
Amen, Sister Sharon.
But I just thank the Lord for being here.
Amen.
Amen.
Many times I've seen my childhood, we traveled so far.
Going home, amen.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of looking forward to getting out of this nightmare.
Amen.
Man, it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Amen.
And I know the Lord said He wouldn't put more upon us what we could bear. I've done seen more than I wanted to see.
That's right, amen.
Man, just when you think it can't get no worse, you turn the news on and they show you it can.
Amen.
Leave it to man to mess it up. Leave it to God to clean it up, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the Lord come down, done a great work. Thank God He did. My life was a mess. My heart was a mess. He fixed them both, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said He makes the crooked straight. He straightened this crooked snake out. I'm on the street called straight. I've been going straight now for 33 years.
Amen.
And you know, I know the world out there, they scratch their head and they wonder and doubt and all that. I'm kind of like the psalm, as it said, Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
One taste of what He offers will offset all of the things that the world offers. Amen. I've had about every one of them. But I never tasted nothing like what He offered. Amen, Brother Larry. I'll tell you right now, it satisfied this old boy 33 years ago. I'm still going satisfied, and He'll keep me satisfied the whole time I'm here.
Amen.
And when I leave out of here, I'm just going to enjoy what He prepared for those that love Him, look to His appearing. I'm going to the shores of heaven, and hallelujah, when I get there, I'll be known as I am here, and they'll say, He finally made it.
Amen.
Then they'll say, get out of His way. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, I've done a lot of running. One of the worst jobs of running I ever did, Sister Joanne, I was up at Hinesville, Kentucky, picking up flint rock and top the hill, and there was a bull on the other side of that hill, and he seen me with them two white buckets in my hand. I topped that hill, and that bull said, oh! And when he did, I took off a running with them two buckets of rock in my hand. That bull's got his nose in my back pocket, and I'm running for all, I mean, we're step for step, Sybil. Every time I make a step, he's making one. I mean, he's got his nose in my back pocket. I'm headed for the fence. I get to the fence. I'm sitting there thinking, throw them buckets down. I still held them. I jumped that fence with the buckets in my hand, cleared it. I mean, jumped completely over it.
Amen.
I was expecting that bull to come exploding through that fence, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
Sorry thing stopped and went to grazing. If I'd had a gun, I'd shot him. Amen. I just knew he was going to kill me. I hope you've had a good week.
Right.
We found the mystery of the missing flag. We're done condemned everybody in the county. Come find out Carolyn and Brother Jerry got it. They're going to get a new one, amen. But we did jump to the wrong conclusion. We all thought somebody robbed it, amen. And we do want to stand for things. I want to stand for this blessed country. I can't imagine being born anywhere but America.
Right.
And thank God His providence was put me in America. And I understand why all the people want to get here. I just kind of wish they wouldn't make it political. I wish they wouldn't make it a racket. Wouldn't make it a money thing. I wish they'd welcome people. I wish they'd come here the right way for the right reason. When I say the right reason, a lot of these people are coming are terrorists. A lot of these people that are coming, they're child molesters, they're human traffickers. One of the guys that they brought across the line molested two girls under 10 years old, and they sent him back. He'll just be right back. I mean, I'm just telling you, a lot of this stuff, I understand everybody wanting to get American. I wish, like I said, I wish they'd come for the right reason. Amen.
Right. Amen.
All right, I had a good Sunday school lesson this morning. And hopefully have a good message here. Galatians chapter 4. Ordinarily I'd read a lot of scripture, but for sake of time, I'm only going to read four verses because I'm aiming to preach probably longer than I realize in this message here. But in Galatians chapter 4, we'll read down to verse number 4. And verse number 4 will be our text verse. Paul writing to the church of Galatia. Before I do this, we're having an Easter event next Sunday. Good Lord be willing. If not, we'll celebrate in heaven. Amen. But good Lord be willing, we're having an Easter event next Sunday. Going to have some Easter eggs. Going to have a meal. Going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I'd like to encourage everybody to come.
Amen.
Bring somebody with you. We'll kick the wall out if we have to. We ain't far from doing that anyway.
Right.
But anyway, we're hoping to have a good time next Sunday. I think... you know, God's people, the Bible says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. In Psalms, I think it's 144, verse 15, yea, happy is that people's in such a case. I want to be happy, amen. Turn that frown upside down. Thank God you're saved. Thank God, amen, you escaped the damnation of hell.
Yeah.
Fell into the blessings of God.
Yeah.
And got adopted in the family of God. He's my father now, amen.
Amen.
I'm one of the children of God now, glory to God. I ain't against adoption. Hallelujah. I got adopted.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Paul doing the speaking, writing to the church in Galatia. He said, now I say that the heir, and I am an heir. I'll tell you what. Before I throw that in here, let me put this in perspective. I'm going to read the last verse of Galatians chapter 3. And if ye be Christ, and I am, I'm not my own, been bought with a price, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I was always a little jealous of the Jews. I thought, man, I wished I'd been born a Jew, and realized I got born again and became a Jew, a spiritual Jew, amen.
Right.
So Paul starts out here, now I say that the heir, talking about what I just read, seed of Abraham, in the family of God, heirs according to the promise, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under elements of the world. My mom, my dad, they kept me in line. Amen. I'm glad they did. I didn't understand at the time. I didn't love it at the time, but I love them for loving me enough to do it now.
Yeah.
But in verse 4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And I'm going to stop my reading right there. And like I said, verse 4 is my text verse. I'm preaching today on the fullness of time. And we'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank You for the privilege of this beautiful day, Lord,
yes,
that You've given us, Father, to be gathered in Your house, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Lord, for all that are here, for all that are watching by way of the internet, Father, we pray right now that, Lord, You'd help us, Lord, to be a blessing to Your people. Help us be a blessing to You. Our earnest desire, Father, is not to offend anyone, but, Lord, to help all that we can help. Our Lord, to bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm sure this message, Lord, will come across many as offensive, but Lord, to many it'll be a blessing because they've done been there and done that. And I pray, God, today You give me clarity of thought and give me, Lord, a clarity of voice that I might be able, Lord, to declare the truths that You've revealed to me that go along with this message, Father. Help, I pray, always our efforts, Lord. Lord, that they might be blessed of God. Lord, that they might be a blessing, Father, to those that hear them, I pray. And we'll give You the thanks and praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, we'll ask them, amen.
Amen.
Like I said, I'm preaching today on the fullness of time. God does everything on a timely scale. Jesus wasn't just born into the world. For such a time was He born. The promise made of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a son was given. You know, that was already in the plan of God and in the providence of God. I'm a little loud, amen. But, you know, it wasn't no mistake that Mary became with child. It wasn't an accident. Jesus wasn't born of fornication. In the plan of God, He said in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, behold, I give you a sign, a virgin shall bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel, which means God with us. I want you to know, in the fullness of time, I told Brother Ed, I was thinking about this message a while back. I said, now Brother Ed, you got your time in Sunday school this morning. We was all seeing what time we had. And you know, I got my time, and Jason, he had his time, and people got FaceTime now and all that stuff. But anyway, in God's time, in the fullness of God's time, a little virgin named Mary was visited by an angel named Gabriel.
Amen.
And she was told that she'd become a child, and she yielded herself to Him, and she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to Thy word.
Yeah.
Just so much about the birth of Christ that the world can't, they just can't receive it.
No.
I mean, whoever heard,
right.
I mean, maidens have babies all the time, but this was a virgin.
That's right. Amen.
Girl, a virgin conceived.
Bless Him, Lord.
A virgin brought forth a son.
Right.
It was fulfilling prophecy, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
I mean, it had been told for a long time.
Amen.
God had said to Eve, there, maybe it was a serpent there concerning Eve, that of her seed his head would be bruised. Amen. I tell you what, the Lord did bruise the head of Satan. Amen. But you know, this providence, the fullness of time, Christ was right on time. Amen.
Yes.
God sent his Son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I like the sound of that everlasting life. And I hope it ain't here, amen. I for sure don't want to live forever here, amen. I want to go where my youth will be renewed like the eagle, amen. I want to go where I got a little bit of running left in me,
amen.
I've noticed my steps are getting a little slow. I've noticed they're getting a little short. I'm going through the house and I hope ain't nobody looking. But I'm going through the house like this right here. I like it when I can go, but I'm glad that I've got a better place to go. I'll have my youth renewed like the eagle, amen.
Amen.
God declared he gave his Son.
Yes.
But ahead it said God so loved the world that he gave his Son. The Bible said Christ so loved the church that he gave himself for it. So two gave. The Father gave his Son, and the Son gave himself. I want you to know he was a willing. You know, Jesus was crucified to a cross, but he was committed to the cross.
Amen.
He set his face like a flint. They didn't drag him up there kicking and screaming, "Somebody help me, somebody help me." I want you to know they've never seen that like this man. Amen. I want you to know never a man spake like this man. Amen.
Right.
Never a man done what this man did. I want you to know, buddy, saints got up out of the grave and walked around. But this man rose from the dead, amen. It said there was no other way that we could be redeemed. We were all under condemnation. And you know, I have been under condemnation, but I've been redeemed now. And there's therefore now no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. But listen, just as God gave his Son gave himself into the hands of the Father, and it was truly mission impossible. There was no way that this could be done. And yet they did it, amen, right in front of everybody. He had endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, Hebrews 12:3 says. And you know what? Not only did he have to endure contradiction of sinners, but even his own disciples that he had with him, they didn't even understand the plan.
Right.
Jesus started talking to Peter and the other disciples, Brother Donnie, about going to the cross. And Peter said, "Be it far from thee. I'll never allow you to go." And he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." They didn't understand it. He had to do such contradiction of sinners. I want you to know it wasn't no cakewalk, is what I'm trying to say. And you know, God is the only one who could do what he did. But he came down here in broad daylight. Wasn't done in no corner. It was done right in front of everybody. Wasn't nobody could say, "Hey, he didn't show himself to be God." He showed himself to be God and then some. Amen.
Amen.
He gave himself a ransom for all. Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6 says to be testified in due time. But he had to endure the contradictions of his mother and his stepdad. At the age of 12 years old, he was already committed to the work that he come to do. And he said in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, concerning their missing him, he said, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" He was already working for the reason that he was born into this world. He was already giving himself into his Father's hands at 12 years old. And I want you to know, buddy, to that end, he was born, he told Pilate. In John chapter 18, verse 37, he had endured all those contradictions of his own family, of his own disciples. Hey, listen, he was born the Lamb of God, which would take away the sins of the world. John says, John chapter 1, verse 29, and he was born to fulfill a promise that God had made to David. There's a lot going on when Jesus was down here. Not only was he coming to this world to seek and save sinners, not only was he coming to this world to redeem us from sin and from the curse of the law, which he did, but also he came down here to fulfill a promise that God had made to King David, that of his kingdom there'd be no end. And it was an impossible promise to But God made that promise to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. And God told David, "Thy house and thy kingdom shall be established forever, and thy throne shall be established forever." And David liked the saying. He said, "Even so, let it be." It was a good promise.
Yeah.
It just wasn't possible, amen. Through the weakness of the flesh, Jesus took His disciples with Him in the Garden of Gethsemane. And He said, "Pray ye here while I go yonder and pray." And He come back, Joanne, they's asleep. And He rebuked them a little bit. He said, "Could you not pray 1 hour?" And they's asleep. And He'd been praying, Brother Mitchell.
Yeah.
And He went back and prayed again.
Yeah.
And He came back and found them sleeping again. And He rebuked them again. He said, the spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. And through the weakness of the flesh, the promise God made to David couldn't be kept.
Right.
So Christ had to fulfill that promise God made to David.
Yeah.
His throne will be established forever. I'm going to read a little scripture. I know the letter kill it, but I don't know no other way as you can really get what I'm trying to say here except this right here. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verse 3 through 5. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, "He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." That canceled out all of the thrones of David except for one. Here's why. "He shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises," describing Jesus, "even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by a clear shining after the rain." And David says, "Although my house be not so with God, yet He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, for this is all my salvation."
Amen.
"And all my desire, though he make it not to grow." I want you to know David had a promise from God that David couldn't fulfill, his sons couldn't fulfill, but one could, amen. I want to read again 1 Kings chapter 8. A lot of scripture this morning. I don't really like to do that because I know how it is. Letter kills, spirit gives life. But in 1 Kings chapter 8, look at verse 22. "And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, spread forth his hands towards heaven." Here's how Solomon's praying. And he said, "Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven or in earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that which thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine eyes, as it is this day. Therefore now, the Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy people or thy children may take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me." I want you to know God made that promise. He didn't want it to be a vacancy on the throne of King David. And Jesus came down here to fulfill that promise. Amen.
Amen.
In Psalms 132.
Amen.
A lot of scripture. I hate to bore you, but we need this. Psalms 132. Verse 11. "The Lord has sworn in truth to David that he will not turn from it. Of the truth of thy body will I set upon thy throne." And look at verse 17. "Therefore will I make the horn of David to bud." I want you to know David been dead a long time. "I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed." The throne of David, his earthly throne, ended in Jeremiah chapter 22. That's as far as man could go. Jeremiah 22. Sad scripture too. Verse 1 through 5. Thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, that sittest upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if ye will do this thing indeed, then shall there enter into the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saying the Lord, that this house shall become utter desolation. That was the warning that was given to King Zedekiah. And King Zedekiah was so spineless, he wouldn't do anything. He just sat there. Therefore, you find the said scripture in Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 29. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Verse 30. Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judea. That was the end of the throne of David. Luke chapter 1, again, a lot of scripture, but I'm going somewhere. Sorry. Luke chapter 1, the announcement of the son of David. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. I want you to know Jesus, he came down here with a twofold mission. One was to be our Redeemer, and the other mission was to fulfill the promise God made to David. Amen. And I want you to know, Dr. Luke tells us about that promise being fulfilled. And let me take it a hair further here. Should have stayed where I was. Luke chapter 1, verse 69. Verse 69 through 73. And blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us into the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us, that to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, which oath he swore unto our father Abraham. He even promised Abraham this covenant. And God fulfilled it all. That's mentioned in Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. But the Son was born to fulfill the promise and to take away the sin of the world. The day of his return, the day of his birth, was in the fullness of time. The day of his return is near. You don't hear a lot of preaching today on the coming of the Lord. And you know what?
No, you don't.
He's going to be coming in the spring, right, according to Song of Solomon chapter 2. And it might be this spring. I don't know. I just know every time it turns spring, I think about the coming of the Lord, Brother Jerry.
Right.
I think about this might be the spring. He's coming, amen.
Right.
And I do want to read that for you, just so you'll understand he's going to come in the spring, amen. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10 through 13. It'd probably help if I was even close to it. It's going the wrong way. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, listen to this. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter's past, the rain's over and gone, the flies are free on the earth, the time of the singing of the birds has come, and the voice of the turtle, talking about turtle dove, is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. His returning is near, amen.
Amen, that's right.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says the day of the Lord will come. Now you can dismiss it, you can deny it, you can do the cancel culture all you want to. He's still coming.
That's right.
Hebrews chapter 10 said, behold, he that's coming will come and will not tarry. There's no way a little longer, Jesus. I'm telling you, on the appointed time, he came, and on the appointed time, he's coming back. And I'm kind of like old John, Brother Ed, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I'd like to get out of this mess. Wouldn't it be great to get bypassed death? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if we're alive when Jesus comes, then brought to pass that saying, oh death, where's thy sting? I've never died before, but evidently it must sting a little bit. Oh grave, where's thy victory? Hey, listen, there'll be a grave maybe one day. If he don't come, it'll have anyway's name on it, the biggest lie ever be told. He'll say anyway died. I'll tell you right now, I couldn't die if I wanted to. Jesus said, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He said, believeth thou this? And mother stands there and say, yea, Lord, I believe. I want you to know I got eternal life.
Amen.
I don't even like to think about dying. And tell me I don't have to. He gave me eternal life.
That's right.
I'll be passed from death to life. I ain't never passed. You know, I wish Miranda was here. She's passing everything on the highway. I said, pass there faster. Miranda, pass the car. I'm going to do slow. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I pick on Miranda all the time. She drives just like I used to drive. Amen. So I listen. And still catch myself every now and then. Donnie say, you're going to drive a duck hunt. For the day of the Lord, you know, it's coming. The long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, and it's waiting in our day. God's still waiting. The door's still open. Hey, the invitation's still given. I want you to know, even now, you can get on board. Just like the ark left out, this one will leave out one day. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, my. 1 Thessalonians talk about the coming of the Lord. And I would like to be alive when He comes, but whether I'm alive or not, I'm either going to be coming with Him or I'm going to be caught up alive when He comes. Either way, I'll take either one.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, I'm just going, Brother Ed.
Yeah, we're going.
Hallelujah. Paul mentioned the church in Thessalonica. He said, I would not have you be ignorant. I've been ignorant most of my life, so I don't have to worry about that. But he said, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Now, I've got two daughters and my mom, my dad, aunts, uncles, grandpas, grandmas, all of that in the ground. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. I'm not without hope.
Right. Amen.
I sorrow, but not without hope.
That's right.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. I'm either going to be coming with Him, which means I didn't make it to the coming of the Lord, but if I do make it to the coming of the Lord, He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. I'm a little jealous. They're going to get up before we do. But amen. Hey, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven in the fullness of time, Sibyl. He's coming, amen. And when He comes, I'm leaving, amen. Hey, I'd like to see the devil balance my checkbook, amen.
Amen.
Man, oh man, oh man. I used to say silver and gold have I none, but I got a little gold now. And a little silver now. I can't say it no more. But you know, Lord, I've got greater gold than that.
Amen.
I'm talking streets of gold.
Amen.
I'm talking about Mansion Avenue. Amen.
Amen.
I don't call this home no more.
Right.
I'm on my way home. I don't fit in down here no more. They want to get rid of me. I want to get out of the way.
Hey,
if the Lord come, I'll leave today.
Right. Right.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? I'll sit here and see your preacher just disappear and say, what happened to him? Say, God to glory.
Amen.
Make my exodus right now. You're young, you probably ain't thinking about it, but whether you're young or old, he comes for leaving.
Yeah,
you're leaving, you're going to be left behind. You for sure don't want to be left behind. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, he said, we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. I'm all about shouting, amen. And the voice of the archangel with the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. I never flown in my life.
Amen.
Be like North Korea over there, Brother Ed, firing them missiles.
Yeah.
So this one ain't coming back down.
No,
right. I mean, they ain't got no sense. They firing missiles over trying to intimidate
right.
people. Hey, I'm going to fire one of these days, and I ain't coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't really imagine it. I'm just going to experience it. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, I'm sitting there looking outside. It looks like spring to me. And I'm expecting any day for the Lord to show up. And when He shows up, I'm leaving out. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a thought. Amen.
Amen.
We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Me and Don is looking at clouds on the way over here, and I was thinking about this. To meet the Lord in the air. Now, I wrecked a motorcycle one time. And I was going too fast and I hit something and the motorcycle stopped and I'm going through the air. I'm like Superman, except I ain't doing this right. I'm just trying to keep breaking my neck. I'm going through the air. Everybody's looking and saying, and I'm going a long ways. I mean, I'm like this right here. But I didn't go very far, Brother Ed. But this time when I go through the air,
that's right.
I'm going all the way.
Amen.
Yeah, I didn't make it that far. I skinned every part on me. It could be skinned. And got up. And you know, the embarrassment was the worst part of it. I wasn't hurt as bad as I was embarrassed. But anyway, acting like a fool, paid the price for it. But we're going to be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's where I want to be, amen. I want to be with Him, amen.
Amen.
They don't want nothing to do with Him down here, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
I can't imagine a day without Him.
That's right.
Man, I get up 3 o'clock every morning, have me a good prayer, a good cup of coffee, a couple of Pop-Tarts, get in the Bible out, do a little reading, then start putting my thoughts on the Lord.
That's right.
The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, thou will give him perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I like that perfect peace. I want my mind on the Lord.
That's right.
I'm sitting there looking at a little news on there, and it looks like I don't want my mind on that. I want to put my head in the ground and say, Lord, help them to finish this work so we can get out of here. I mean, that mystery of iniquity, I didn't bring that out in the Sunday school list this morning, but I meant to. I've been on a forgetful list here lately. That mystery of iniquity doeth work. It already works. I mean, I'm sitting there looking. It's, you can tell the Word of God's being fulfilled in the day and hour we're living in.
Yes,
it can't be accident, some of the stuff we're seeing. I can't believe a woman named Nancy Pelosi, somebody give her power and turn her loose so she can turn the world upside down.
Yes.
And you know what? I thought that was my capital. I guess I'm getting a little political now. I don't have access to my capital.
That's right.
There's a fence around it, a razor wire, and soldiers on the other side.
Yeah.
I don't understand that in America. I understand that over in Russia, China. I understand that. I don't understand
right.
it in America.
You're right.
That's my capital.
That's right.
That's what it looks like when you steal an election.
That's what I'm talking about. Something, it don't add up, does it?
Nope.
Something wrong there. That's what Jason's trying to say.
Yeah.
Something went wrong. You know, they didn't parade the president down the street. They kind of got him hid. I don't know where they're hiding him. If they got to hide him, they bring him out every now and then. Let him say 3 words, run off with him, say he's done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen a video somebody put out there where he took one step off of Air Force One, fell all the way to the bottom. I said, look good to me, amen. Crash landed. But you know what? It's getting worse and worse. The mystery of iniquity is being fulfilled. The fullness of the time of the space, the time of the Gentiles is being fulfilled. The space to repent is going out. I'm telling you, the same God that gave Jezebel space to repent has given the whole world space to repent. Right now, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. I want you to know right now, you can get a refuge for your soul. Right now, you can run, lay hold on eternal life. But if you miss this space to repent, you're going to miss it all. Amen.
Right. Amen.
This world's not ready to meet Him, but He's coming.
Right.
And He's still coming. Ready or not, we used to play hide and seek.
That's right.
And I still remember that. It count to 100. Of course, we couldn't count to 100. We'd just say a number every now and then. Then we'd say something like, ready or not, here I come. And you go out and try to find these people, and you try to catch them before they got back to home base. And you know, ready or not, he's coming, amen.
That's right. Amen.
Hebrews 10:37 says, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry." In our Sunday school lesson this morning, Revelation 10:6, it said that time would be no longer. And that's talking about delays. No more delays.
That's right.
No more.
Amen.
No more space given. I'm telling you, this world is set on a head-on course with judgment.
You're right.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm in church. I'm glad I've read my Bible. I'm glad I know a little bit about what's coming.
Amen.
Because the world don't know.
That's right.
I mean, they know how to do this.
That's right.
They know how to do this.
Right. Yeah.
But they don't know nothing about this. They don't know nothing about this.
That's
they
right.
don't know nothing about
Amen.
That.
Amen.
And my pastor told this story one time about this preacher went out to visit this very rich man lived in Texas. He said, "I'd like for you to go for a ride with me." He said, "Okay." So they got in this guy's big Cadillac, big old horns on the hood. You know them big old long horns
yes.
on the hood?
You're right.
And they drove for like an hour, Brother Jerry. They got out there and he turned that car off. He said, "Get up, preacher." He said, "All right." He said, "As far as you can see that way on." He said, "As far as you see that way on." He said, "As far as you see that way on." He said, "As far as you see that way on." He said, "What do you say about that?" And the preacher said, "How much you own up there?"
That's right.
He finally got a guy.
Amen.
He said, "What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul?"
That's
you
right.
ain't got nothing up there. No matter what you get down here, yet. I've yet to see a U-Haul. I've done a lot of funerals. I've yet to see a U-Haul behind hers. There's probably something like to have one.
Amen.
Don't tell them what they have in it, Oh my, I don't even want to elaborate on that. But you know what? They're not going to take it with them.
No, that's right.
I'll tell you what, praise God, God's got better things up there, and I can have all I want. Hey, I'm going to have plenty of time. I'm going to have a good time when I get home, amen.
Amen.
But until then, I'm enduring right now.
That's right.
You know, being saved in here is almost like serving time in prison.
Yeah.
And even though I'm free, they don't want me here. They don't want to hear what I have to say. Let me elaborate on that real quick. Guy I used to work with, we was best of friends. We both chewed tobacco and done things I don't even really want to pin, just stupid stuff, making all kind of jokes and all kind of comments about things. And he ended up hanging himself. And he hung himself and he gave word. I worked with his daughter. She told me that he hung himself and said he didn't have no friends. I was his friend. You know why we couldn't have any conversation? I got saved. We didn't have anything
right.
in common
Amen.
No more. I mean, he's still wanting to talk that kind of talk we talked for. I got saved and
yeah.
I'm talking a different talk now.
Right.
I don't fit in down here. They want me gone. And a lot of them are doing like he did. They can't get rid of me, so they get rid of themselves.
Yeah.
It's sad commentary. I like him. He's a good guy. I'll be gone soon enough. In the fullness
right.
of time, we might not be able to sing that song about the Redeemer a minute ago, but we'll sing it real good. We'll get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed right. Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you right now, the sooner the better. Some of y'all may not be in no hurry, but I am. If the Lord don't want to come and get us all, He can come get me anytime He wants to. You may not understand it, but I'll tell you this. We get to heaven, we'll talk about it.
Amen.
You say, "Brother Eddie, I wish I thought like you thought. I didn't realize what I was missing out on." I said, "I got to jump on you, amen. I got here before you did." Me and Brother Donnie, we got a lot of friends that are there already. Of course, we always talk about getting up there to heaven and talking with them. And we try to imagine about what we're talking about. And I'm sitting there thinking, I guess the first conversation would be what took us so long.
Yeah.
And probably next thing, they'll say, "Let me take you on a tour. I want to show you what all's up here, amen."
Yeah.
It'll probably take eternity, Brother Ed. I take a tour of heaven, probably take eternity.
Yeah.
Man,
forever.
Down here we're on time.
That's right.
My time, your time, his time. But in the fullness of time, not only did Jesus come, but he's coming again.
Yeah, right.
And amen. You can set your watch by it if you knew what time to set it by. You can say, "Well, we got about 3 days left. He's coming back, boy." Wouldn't that get a lot of people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would. Get a lot of people excited, wouldn't it, Brother Eric? They need to have 3 days. Can you imagine how fast we'd have to add on to this place?
Yeah.
Yeah. And somehow the angel come down here and said, y'all got about 3 weeks, the Lord's coming back. Yeah. Boy, you talking about a building committee. Me and Brother Jerry got here to midnight tonight, wouldn't we? Right. God, you got another chance, I'll come through you then.
There you go.
Yeah, man, well, he's coming. I don't know when exactly. I know it's going to be in the spring. And I do know in the fullness of time, he's coming.
Amen.
And the world, ready or not, oh my, I correspond with a lot of people on the internet. It probably is a waste of time. But I think that a lot of people have been exposed to some truth. I can tell watching the news reporters, I can tell that they've read some of the things I posted. Because they mentioned words that I used. And it's discouraging and encouraging. It's discouraging online, but it's encouraging to see, you know, where people are kind of getting with it a little bit.
Right.
And I was going to elaborate on Rosie O'Donnell. You know, she's come around. She actually don't claim to be what she was. I don't know that she's altogether what she needs to be, but she's made a big change. Somebody got some truth to her. She's recanted on a lot of things that she stood diligently for. And I'm kind of hoping, you know, that's kind of people the Lord died for.
Yeah.
And even though she don't understand the things of God, if somebody could just get the truth of God to her. Boy, what a difference it'd make. Amen?
Amen.
And a lot of people, like I said, contradiction of sinners, contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the will of God. Boy, they would really benefit if somehow we could break through the ranks and get them to Calvary. Amen?
Amen.
Because he's coming. That class we went to yesterday, one of the things of that class was we don't have long, time's short.
Yes.
And that is true. Whether we want to admit it or not, time is short. He's coming back, and I'd like to get as much done as I can before he comes back. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God today. Thank you for this message. Lord, I pray you'll direct it, Lord, where it needs to be. Help us, Lord, to give the most earnest heed to it. Lord, knowing you're coming back, and you could very well come back this year. Lord, the way things are looking, I'm not a betting man, but I believe you're really close to coming back. Really close. And Lord, I'm ready to leave whenever you're ready to come. But Lord, for those that aren't ready, I pray for them right now.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, their heart would be concerned about your return and them not being ready. Lord, I pray they do something about it even today, even right now. I pray they'd get ready to meet you at your coming. I sure don't want nobody to be left behind. And Father, we ask all these favors. Your blessed will be done in them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd ask everybody to stand, please, Brother Jerry. Get a verse of invitation on him, please. Maybe Sister Sharon, help him. And if you're not ready to meet the Lord, right now would be a good time to get ready. Because he's coming.
Amen.
I mean, he's coming.